Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not telling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 or older?
I'm older.
Thank you very much. And now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Human.
This is just to classify the responses for statistical purposes.
Asian.
So what should I... Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yeah.
Now, it's still a long way, a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Oh, I'll vote. Likely.
Is it very or just somewhat?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Oh, all the wars.
Thank you very much. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
I always vote.
Thank you very much. Any other issue in mind?
Mm-mm.
That you would like to have? Okay. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amended the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1, yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
No.
Thank you. And why did you vote no on issue 1?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why did you vote no on issue 1?
Oh, why? I think the women ought to have the right to make their own decision, nobody else.
Decision, nobody else. Thank you. And you said you voted no on issue 1 in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue 1? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads.
English.
English language TV ads or advertisements.
No, I speak English.
So did you experience English language TV ads in this year's election cycle?
No.
Hey, what about Spanish language TV ads?
No. What do you ask?
Well, we need to categorize how or if you heard about the election this year's cycle through English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was through English.
English language TV ads?
Yes.
What about English language radio ads?
Radio?
Yes.
Yeah, it was on there.
What about Spanish language radio ads?
No, I don't do Spanish.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Mm-hmm. I don't do Spanish.
Okay, that's fine. Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
Facebook? No.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Oh, I got a lot of those.
Thank you. Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
No.
Direct mail?
Yes, got a lot of that.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as to believe the to be the most credible? Is it friends or family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experience
medical
professionals. Thank you. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
I didn't like the way that they tied the doctor's hands, and I don't think they should do that.
Oh, okay. So, because that was the next question if you had. What was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Mm-hmm.
So you say you didn't like how they tied
the medical person's hands. The medical people, they're the ones that went to school. They're the ones that are looking after you. They're the one that, even if you got the flu, so they should be able to make a decision whether you need abortion or not.
The ones making the decision. Whether you need an abortion or not.
Okay,
thank you very much. And let's see. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
Mm-mm. The government just needs to stay out of it. Let them make some decisions on the men's medical and see what they come up with.
Thank you very much. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
May I ask why?
I work the polls, I vote.
You work the polls?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me or let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Mm-hmm. The first one is, legal experts say Issue 1 allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on Issue 1, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
No, I don't.
And is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
It's not convincing.
At all?
At all.
Okay, thank you.
If a woman changes her mind, well, okay.
Thank
but,
you.
You know, I don't think a woman ought to have abortion just to have an abortion, but I think that it's up to her conscience and her doctor.
Thank you very much for your opinion. The next one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, our family, and the last thing that we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on Issue 1 is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue 1 even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yes, I do.
Is it very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I don't think the government ought to interfere.
So for that statement, do you find it not very convincing at all? Not very convincing or not convincing at all? Somewhat convincing?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next one is, the government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on Issue 1 is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yes, I do.
Very convincing. Very or just somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if Issue 1 passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under Issue 1. Join them by voting no on Issue 1. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
You're saying that they can take the baby at 9 months.
That is what the debate in Ohio said. Yeah. That both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. And it says that, but if Issue 1 passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby.
Issue 1 already passed.
We just want to know you know, in retrospective.
It don't make sense if it's already passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we just want to know your opinions in retrospect. That's all. So, about this statement, do you find that argument convincing or unconvincing?
No, it's not convincing.
At all or not very convincing?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you very much. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Is it Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. And what is the most important problem or issue currently faced in the United States that will likely determine how you will vote in the 2024 election?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anything that comes into your mind at all?
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Could it be economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive rights, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy.
Thank you. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
I don't know.
So that's undecided?
Yeah, I would probably vote for Brown.
Probably? Okay, thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
No, I would never vote for Trump.
So would it be for a third-party candidate or
Biden?
Thank you. And may I ask why?
He's a crook and a liar.
Oh, the question is, why would you vote for Joe Biden?
No, because I told you, the other guy's a crook and a liar.
Just a moment. Thank you very much. Now, in just a couple of questions, and we'll finish with the interview. And these are just for statistical purposes as well. In what country were you born?
America.
In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
America.
And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democrats.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Just liberal.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than 25,000, between 25,000 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 75,000.
50, 70.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the interview. So we thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.